United Nations High Representative for Disarmament Sergio Duarte said heads of state who call for a reduction in military spending should practice what they preach. Duarte was commenting on the position taken by center-right Peruvian President Alan Garcia, who has come in for criticism for calling for a curb on military spending in Latin America while increasing arms purchases in Peru. The Brazilian diplomat said that there is a contradiction between intentions and actions. Since the 2006 start of Garcia's term, which ends in July, Peru's armed forces have spent $807 million on weapons and other war material, an average of $161.4 million a year and $13.4 million a month, the highest spending on upgrading the country's military since the regime of Alberto Fujimori, according to different sources. Duarte was in Lima as the keynote speaker in a seminar on peace, security, and development in Latin America, held between February 28th and March 1st, 2011, and organized by the Foreign Ministry as part of the Initiative for Peace and Disarmament in Latin America, launched by Garcia in 2009. After a February 15th meeting with the Peruvian president during a visit to Lima, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon publicly expressed his support for the initiative to reduce defense spending in order to benefit social and economic development. "Of course the UN backs the proposal, because it is better to spend on health or education," Duarte said. "That depends, however, on each nation." According to Defense Ministry sources, the biggest amounts went towards the upgrade of 12 French-made Mirage 2000 fighter jets, $120 million, and of 8 Russian MiG-29 fighter aircraft, $108 million, and the purchase of 6 Russian-made Mi-17 helicopters and 2 Mi-35P combat helicopters, $107.8 million, Spike Israeli anti-tank missiles, $87.7 million, French-built Exocet anti-ship missiles, $70 million, and 12 Canadian DH-6-400 Twin Otter transport aircraft, $67 million. Duarte said that transparency remains a serious problem for the control of the global arms race. In 2010, only 8 countries submitted data on the arms they exported or imported in the previous calendar year to the UN Office of Disarmament Affairs, UNODA, for its annual Transparency in Armaments report. In 2001, 23 countries sent in data. During Garcia's first 3 years in office, Peru failed to submit information to UNODA, which Duarte heads, unlike neighboring Chile and Ecuador. Although it is not mandatory for countries to report to UNODA on their military purchases or sales, it would be ideal for all countries to report on their military spending with greater frequency and in greater detail to foment trust, Duarte said. "I believe that the more nations seek understandings and agreement on policies, the more transparent arms purchases will be," he added. According to the 2010 yearbook by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, SIPRI, in Latin America, military spending increased the most in Brazil, Chile, Venezuela, and Peru. But Duarte said that the figures cited by SIPRI did not indicate an arms race in this region. "What I would say we are seeing is a tendency to upgrade existing equipment," he stated. But that upgrade in turn triggers weapons purchases in neighboring countries, especially in cases of long-standing border disputes or military tension. A case in point is that of Peru and Chile. Santiago's purchase of 132 Leopard 2 tanks from the German army for $124 million prompted the Peruvian army to acquire $113.7 million worth of Israeli and Russian anti-tank missiles. And Chilean Air Force purchases, bringing its total fleet of F-16 fighter jets to 46, led Peru's Air Force to refurbish its fleet of 12 Mirage 2000s and 19 MiG-29s, while it is also preparing to upgrade 18 Russian Sukhoi 25 fighter bombers. Duarte said that even as countries find new forms of understanding, the arms race will always remain a remote possibility. "Transparency in spending on weapons is a very important step in building mutual trust," he added. Cables from the U.S. Embassy in Peru, leaked by the WikiLeaks whistleblower website, showed that the United States is concerned about Peru's tendency to respond to military purchases in Chile by increasing its own budget for weapons expenditure. On November 25, 2009, U.S. Ambassador Michael McKinley sent a confidential memorandum to the commander of the U.S. Southern Command, General Douglas Fraser, stating that, We have also sought to support Peru's plan to reorient its security posture away from its perceived conventional threats from its neighbors, mainly Chile, and to modernize its military's doctrines and retool its operational capabilities to confront its internal threats. In another cable, dated December 15, 2009, McKinley was even more direct, expressing surprise over an announcement by Garcia that Peru would buy Chinese MBT-2000 tanks to replace its T-55 tanks purchased from the former Soviet Union during the 1960s and 1970s, at the same time that he urged the region to curtail military spending. These defense acquisitions come as something of a surprise in light of President Garcia's intensively pursued regional peace and security cooperation initiative, the U.S. ambassador wrote. That the flurry of Peru's high-profile peace initiative diplomacy was punctuated by a domestic defense acquisitions announcement of this size has caught the government in a kind of double bind, but government officials have sought to deflect the apparent contradiction, he added. That same year, Garcia said the now-canceled purchase of tanks from China was going ahead, 5 weeks after the Peruvian government accused Air Force Sergeant Victor Ariza of spying for Chile since 2004. Critics of the government's excessive spending on weapons stress that in his 5 years in power, Garcia spent $807 million on military purchases, equivalent to 6 years' spending on the Glass of Milk program, aimed at providing nutritional supplements to 2.7 million children and adults in extreme poverty. You have just listened to an analysis prepared by Angel Paez for Interpress Service. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on March 9, 2011.